Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get back to more Mercedes in the Morning.
I like to listen in the morning and while I'm driving to work.
On Mix 94.1.
They had a secret pet?
They have one right now.
Oh!
Yeah, and it's a snake.
What? How come this is a secret? Explain. Go back, rewind, and say everything you just told me.
A buddy of mine, so the dad is in on it, and his son has like lizards and turtles and all kinds of stuff, like pets. He's into that kind of stuff. But he wanted a snake, and he got a snake, and his dad knows about it, but mom doesn't know about the snake, and they've had it for a couple of weeks now.
Do they listen? I hope they don't.
Mom does not listen. I know that dad and kids listen. I think they listen actually this hour. So they listen, but mom, I'm not sure if mom listens or not.
Oh, let's hope she's not listening because she's like, wait a second, what?
What's going? Did you ever have a secret pet as a kid? Because it's so funny because my buddy's telling me this. Growing up, my neighbor, Gordon, same thing. He had a snake that was a secret pet. He had his dad, Sam Grower, had no idea that Gordon had a snake. And it was a thing because the snake got loose and Gordon had to tell his dad, like, hey, dad, one, I've had a snake for the past couple weeks. And then secondly, it's not in its glass case anymore.
What?
Snake got loose in his house.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine?
No. And that, look, I know that some people have snakes as pets, and I think that's great. I've actually met some of them, and they're very sweet. But just imagine not knowing there's one in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and you're cleaning up and then there's a snake. That would terrify me. I never had a secret pet. But my dad was very strict about our households. And we were a no pet household. We were not allowed to have any pets. I never tried to sneak one. I mean, ladybugs was about as good as it got for me. I'd get ladybugs, put them in a jar.
Goldfish?
Nope. We were not allowed to have any pets. I told you about our neighbor who got us dogs that he got outside of a liquor store.
Yeah.
And brought them home for me and the other neighbor. And my dad's like, take it back. You can't have this dog. And it was just like, but they gave us a dog. And he's like, nope. Look at those paws. That dog's going to be big. We don't have enough room for this dog. Our house is not conducive to housing a large animal. And he was right. It was a smaller home, but still, it was just, we were not allowed to have any pets in my house.
Maybe your brothers. Do you think your brothers ever had a pet? A hamster? I had a lizard. The only secret pet I had would have been, I added a second lizard. So I had lizard number one. And the same thing, my buddy Gordon and I, we went to the pet store and I bought a second lizard. And I had it in there for a couple of weeks and then my parents discovered it. And I didn't get in trouble or anything, but it was a secret for a couple of weeks, lizard number two in my house.
No, my brothers didn't have one. You would smell it. I guarantee you smell when people have pets. I don't care how clean you are. I bet someone smelled that lizard in your room.
Probably. And I wasn't a clean kid either. And I had hamsters too. I know I never clean out the hamster cages. My poor hamster, he had it rough. I mean, I think my mom would clean out the cage like once a week, but it was my responsibility and I just wouldn't do it. So I felt bad for my hamsters when I had them. But I had lizards, hamsters, goldfish. What else do we have? Do you ever have a hermit crab?
No.
No. Oh, hermit crabs are awesome. We'd buy them at the Jersey Shore. The tradition, you go to the Jersey Shore and you buy a hermit crab and you bring it home and the hermit crab would hang out at your house for a little bit.
I lived in the mountains of Colorado. I don't know if there were hermit crabs freely wandering around. Like I said, ladybugs was as good as it got. Did you ever have a secret pet? This one says, I had a secret cat my landlord did not know about. Oh, yeah, when you hide them in your, you don't want to pay the pet deposit. This one says, I worked at a pet store as a kid and someone dropped off a mouse they didn't want. So I took it home and hid it in my closet. My dad heard it rustling later and thought it was a boy, came barreling in to my closet. That's precisely why you should not have secret pets. You want to make sure.
Oh,
that
yeah.
does not uh-huh. happen.
Uh-huh. Dad comes flying in, you get in trouble for it.
Let's talk to Joseph. Joseph, did you have a secret pet?
Yeah. So I lived in the woods in Pennsylvania. And my brother got 100 tadpoles and had them in my basement, and they all hatched. And we had frogs just bouncing around and pretty much all over my house for years.
That sounds like a Nanny McPhee movie or something. With the frogs jumping out of the closet from every which way. That's crazy.
At first, they're just tiny little tadpoles. You don't know. They're turning into frogs.
Oh,
wow.
My goodness.
For years. Frogs for years.
You go in there, and there's some gigantic toad now that's still there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.